Identification cards issued by Mexico are increasingly being accepted as official ID in the western United States. Orange County, California is among the places that now accept the Mexican IDs. Anti-immigration activists are not happy with this practice. They held a Defense of the Homeland rally in Anaheim, California over the weekend. That protest came after a confrontation at a city council meeting last week. From member station KCRW, Eric Roy reports.
Immigration was not on the Anaheim City Council agenda last Tuesday, but about 50 activists each spoke out during the public comment period against a voluntary new policy by all Orange County police departments recognizing identification cards issued by the Mexican consulate. Hal Netkin came 50 miles from Los Angeles.
What this council is approving using Mexican identification is a mandate that says in Anaheim, it's legal to be illegal. If thousands of illegal aliens can reside legally in Anaheim, so can Islamic terrorists. Thank you.
Anaheim's police chief pushed for the change, and critics were plenty upset. Up north, San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown had just signed a resolution that made accepting the ID cards official city policy. San Francisco City Supervisor Gerardo Sandoval wrote the resolution.
We accept Mexican goods. We accept Mexican imports. It's time that we at least allow Mexicans here to identify themselves.
Austin, Texas was the first major city where police started honoring Mexican consular identification cards. But Orange County, a suburban area of 2.8 million people with more than a quarter of them immigrants, put the trend on the national map. Then San Francisco became the first place where all city agencies honor the Mexican ID. Most illegal immigrants don't have driver's licenses or other U.S. identification, of course. Anaheim's top police spokesman says that while not having ID is illegal, arresting and booking someone takes hours and diverts cops from catching the real bad guys. Sergeant Rick Martinez says police can now focus on real crime.
If we arrested everybody that broke the law and brought them into jail, we wouldn't have any officers on the street. If somebody robs a liquor store, certainly we're going to bring them into jail. If somebody is committing an infraction with their car, and the option is that if we can show proof of identity, we can give them a traffic ticket.
The line outside the Mexican consulate in nearby Santa Ana stretches halfway around the building. Consul Miguel Angel Isidro says his office now pumps out 300 ID cards per day. Isidro says they're easier to carry than a passport, but applicants must have similar proof of identity.
First of all, they have to produce a Mexican birth certificate, plus an official ID with picture. It could be an official ID from Mexico or here from the U.S. And also they have to prove that they are currently living in Orange County.
But they don't have to prove they're here legally. Mexican officials hope to have the cards in use throughout the U.S., and in recent weeks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and some smaller banks have agreed to accept the consular IDs, letting undocumented immigrants open bank accounts for the first time. Immigrant advocate Nativo Lopez thinks the decision to accept Mexican IDs is a step in the right direction. Lopez leads an activist group called Hermandad Mexicana Nacional, the National Mexican Brotherhood. He says now Anaheim police will be arresting fewer law-abiding residents just because they're undocumented.
And as may not be common knowledge in the city of Anaheim, there are INS officials posted at the jail. They interview every arrestee, and those who are found not to have legal status are deported from the country.
Sergeant Martinez says Anaheim police don't usually go after peaceful immigrants, only serious criminals. But Barbara Coe likes the picture Lopez painted. She heads the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, which set up the city council showdown and the weekend rally. Coe plans to sue Orange County police departments that honor consular ID cards, and she says coalition lawyers have drawn up a new, legally improved version of Proposition 187, the California ballot measure struck down by federal courts that banned social services for illegal immigrants.
And at this point in time, relevant to tax-funded welfare and tax-funded medical care, denying it to illegal aliens.
Coe says the new Prop 187 will block the use of Mexican IDs. But immigrant advocate Lopez says that will never happen because the U.S. needs more and more low-paid, undocumented workers. If nothing else, the battle lines are clear. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Anaheim, California.